May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us.
Good evening and welcome to Hope for the Nations. My name is Anusha Mudli and I will be your host this evening. Today we will be focusing on praying for China. China has 545 people groups, of which 81.1% of these people groups are unreached. That means they have not met a Christian, neither have they had access to even hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ once. The total population in China is 1,430,000, and the total percentage of evangelicals are just 7.54% of the total population. So friends, China needs our prayer. Let us stand in the gap this evening and pray for China. Let's pray for strength for the church in China, because persecution of Christians in China has been rising since 2018. Many of the churches are targeted and burnt to the ground. The crosses are being torn down and pastors are being imprisoned. The prayer meetings in homes and the sharing of religious material with children are banned. Let's pray that God would give the Christians strength for the church in China during this time of growing oppression and strong persecution. Many people call this the Chinese century because of China's rising role in the world stage. China has more people than any other country, and its massive influence on world economics and politics. As you know, China invests billions of dollars in Africa, Asia, and Latin America to develop trade, but it also gains influence. China's mission vision is strong, and the Chinese church sends out workers to both unreached minorities within China as well as the unevangelized nations beyond. The Back to Jerusalem vision aims to send up to 100,000 missionaries from China throughout the unevangelized world, something China might become the greatest sending nation of the 21st century. Let us pray for good preparation to equip Christians and the church for this cross-cultural task. Let us listen to Bob Full's testimony of how we can pray for China.
My name is Bob Full. I came from China initially, and I was born and raised in China, educated as an atheist. And then I went to Tiananmen Square as one of the students' leaders in my university to protest. And then later on, by God's grace, I was saved by the gospel as a follower of Jesus Christ. And then my wife and I were both imprisoned for the gospel, and we had to leave China. And in 1997, we were accepted as refugees to the United States of America. Life in China for Chinese Christians now perhaps is the worst since the end of the Cultural Revolution in 1970s. Under the current leadership of the Chinese Communist Party, President Xi Jinping, the persecution against the Christians and other religious minorities really increased and worsened every day. In 2018 alone, we have documented over 1 million Chinese Christians had been under active persecution. The children's, millions of them, were even forced to renounce their faith by signing in a form prepared by the Chinese Communist Party, and even many children were forced to report their parents' faith and to betray their teachers, their parents, if they are Christians. And also, under President Xi Jinping, in the name of so-called sinicization, for the first time since the end of Cultural Revolution, millions of Chinese government sanctioned Christians, and hundreds of thousands of churches were targeted and even being shut down, and thousands of crosses on the government church's building were forcibly demolished, and of course many Christians were arrested and even tortured. Some receive very serious, long, harsh sentences for simply being a Christian preacher and underground church leaders. Yeah, you can pray for these three things in China. The first one is to pray for those who are persecuted, especially those prisoner of conscience, those brothers and sisters who are imprisoned and arrested in prison, so that they know they're not fighting alone, they're not isolated, and there are brothers and sisters who do care about them. The second thing is to pray for their family members, and oftentimes their wives and children have suffered a lot if these pastors are in imprisonment. Children could be expelled from their school. So third thing is to pray for the persecutors, and pray for President Xi Jinping, for Premier Li Keqiang, and many Chinese security officers, so that their hearts can be softened by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I would like to read Psalm 98, a Psalm of David, that talks about the wonderful and great God that we serve, the God of all nations. Psalm 98, sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He has remembered his promise to love and to be faithful to Israel. The ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song. The trumpets and the sound of the ram's horn, make a joyful symphony before the Lord, the King. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing and their songs of joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with fairness. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, at this time, we're entrusting China into your mighty hands. We ask you for ushering in an era where more Chinese people turn to your embrace than in 5,000 years. We ask you to continue your work of salvation and revival in this land, and may hundreds of millions of souls be embraced by you. Guide the people who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness to seek for the truth, and help those who are wandering to find a way, the truth, and the life. May you pour down blessings and take control of this land. Dear Heavenly Father, we really want to thank you and praise you. Tens of thousands of people have come to Jesus, and you have established tens of thousands of churches for your disciples to gather. Nowadays, the churches are facing various demonic obstacles from the world, and human weaknesses and other hindrances. Lord, we especially ask you to help the pastors in China to be filled with Holy Spirit and the truth in order for them to plant healthy churches across this nation. And Lord, we ask you to equip the churches in China with faith, love, hope, truth, holiness, and complement the church organizational structure, management, and pastoral care in every aspect. Not only that, we ask you to continue raising up more pastors and spiritual leaders in this nation. Lord, may the churches that you plant conform with the teachings of the Bible. We also pray for the government perspective on the churches. In the past 60 years, the Chinese government has not had a correct perception and understanding of the churches. Heavenly Father, churches are really a great gift and blessing to this land. And Lord, you raise the government to reward the virtuous and punish the wicked. You raise the church to light the way, lead the path, and comfort the hearts. Lord, you raise the churches to save souls and bring people out of evil into your holiness. Remove the incorrect perception and understanding from the government on the churches. We ask you to grant our government the wisdom, knowledge, and help from heaven to reward the virtuous and punish the wicked in order to please you. Lord, your gospel will be spread across this divine land, not only in suburban areas, but also in the city, not only in the north, but also in the south, not only in the coastal cities, but also in the mainland and in the western cities. The gospel will turn a new page for this generation in China and bless all the people in every city across this divine land. Bless the society, the nation, even the whole world by the revival of our churches. Help the churches in China to not only accept the mercies, but also to share the mercies. Not only to accept the gospel, but also to spread the gospel. Lord, we thank you for the foreign missionaries who have come to China to plant the gospel seed. But today, we pray that you will raise up more missionaries in China and send them to the world, especially to the places and the people who have not heard the gospel and follow the example of prior missionaries, maybe even at the cost of life. But Lord, your will for Chinese churches is for us to become wheat that produces many seeds in different places. So Lord, we ask you to move the churches to overseas missions, to build churches into missionary churches. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
How wonderful it is when we can pray together for a nation like China. And Revelation chapter 7 verse 9 talks about, after this I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb, that was clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a great roar, "Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lord." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings. And they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshipped God. How wonderful it is when one day we all can be together in heaven with God, worshiping around the throne. Thank you so much for tuning into Hope for the Nations. Thank you for praying for China, and continue to pray that God would raise up men and women who will go into China, and also men and women who will work in China among those that have yet to hear the gospel. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. My name is Anusha Mudli, and if you would like to contact me, you are most welcome to. My number is 067-935-0956. That's 067-935-0956. God bless you and have a wonderful week.
May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us. May we bring a word of hope to the nations, a word of life to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world knows there's salvation in your name. May your mercy flow through us. May we be a healing balm to the nations, a healing balm to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world knows the power of your name. May your healing flow through us. May we sing a song of joy to the nations, a song of praise to the peoples of the earth, till the whole of your name. May your song be sung through us. May your kingdom come to the nations. Your will be done in the peoples of the earth, till the whole world knows that Jesus Christ is Lord. May